How are you,
First of
gorgeous?
all, you are amazing. You are
Aw, thank
beautiful.
you.
When I tell you, I was like, Madeline has to be on Unwind Wednesdays because she's always known to drop so many gems and she's been such an impact in my life. So I was like, I already know somebody, whoever is on this live today is going to be impacted.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Amen. Yes, we are declaring it. We are
Listen.
declaring
I
it.
prayed before, this, and I was like, hey, this
Yeah.
something's about to happen in this
I just got chilled. I just got chilled. So someone's about to be wrecked right
Listen,
now.
see? Okay, wait. So before we get started, Madeline, can you just like introduce yourself, tell us who you are and how much you love me?
Of course. Well, before I jump into that one, I'd like to pause and just give you kudos and thank you for your obedience and doing Unwind Wednesdays. I love the series and I think so many people are benefiting from it. So thank you. And hopefully this is encouraging to you and it's edifying to you as well. So that being said, as Tiara said, I'm Madeline. So I refer to myself, and I hope you guys all do the same, as I refer to myself as daughter of King Jesus, first and foremost in everything I do. And that first started out like as a lighthearted sort of like fun way, that we talked about things in small group. But the net is it's truly who I am, right? All these other things in life, my job, the small groups, all those other things are things that I do, but who I am. That is even that is truly my identity, right? And so speaking to to the topic of identity, I'm daughter of King Jesus. I wear many hats here in this world on earth, but from an eternal perspective, that is truly my identity that I hold on to.
So I love it. And I had a list of questions, but let's just like jump right into identity. How did you discover, one, that you are a daughter of King Jesus? And then two, how did you learn to just walk in that identity and not allow like different titles and stuff to overshadow that?
Oh yeah, so that's tough. It's been a long journey, right? I wouldn't say this is something that I just woke up with one day and owned from just from hearing it once. A lot of that came from just spending time in the Word, spending time in prayer, and then mostly spending time in community, surrounding myself with people who are on that same faith journey. We are designed, God designed us as communal individuals, right? We want to be around community, we want to be around others. And so the word speaks about you become what you behold, right? So, kind of, like our moms often say, you are who you're with. So, if you surround yourself with people who you aspire to be like, whether it's their faith, whether it's something, career aspirational, you're going to become more and more like that. The same way, if you're in your word every day, if you're reading the word, you're becoming more and more like your image creator, who's our Lord and Savior.
I love that. So one, you touched on the importance of like community. And two, you touched on like how important it is to just really be in the word, especially like right now with these times. I think more than ever, it is important to really like stir ourselves up with the word of God, because this world, 2020, has literally been a year.
It has. What hasn't it thrown at us, right? What hasn't it thrown at us? It's just like what's coming next, right?
Right. And so
So,
with that, like, what are some things you've been learning this year?
yeah, personally, I have been on a stretched faith journey. There were so many things, just being, my type of personality, that I wanted to get done. Or at least, that the Lord put on my heart and said, these are things that are gonna, happen in your life. And so in my agenda, the way I am planning them out, 2020, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. The Lord said, no, literally, this has been the year one where my faith has been stretched. And I've just experienced faith in a new way and therefore experienced God in a new
I
way.
love that.
If we think of Hebrews chapter 11, 1, that's one of the more popular verses, and I have it here. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So that last part, that certain of what we do not see, girl, I experienced that in a way. Like there's like chaos and evidence around me that would say one thing. And I pray one day that the Lord gives me permission to share that testimony. But evidence around me showing me one thing, right? The world, everything, but the Lord would send me a dream, a vision. So all these things. And there was just a knowing. I'm like, that's not what's going to happen.
Wow.
So this confident. And there was, I mean, no one could tell me differently, right? Even though the world, all these things happening around me,
yeah,
said the complete opposite. So I experienced that in a new, deeper way, which was painful. Mm-hmm. but it was also very, very fruitful in the end, right? So now I'm seeing the manifestations of that.
Let me just tell you how intentional God is, especially with like having you on today. So I'm a part of a small group here in California, and the title or the topic of yesterday's small group was Faith and Transition. And we referenced that scripture. And one of the things I share that I've been struggling with is like reminding myself that God keeps his promises.
Because
like you said, like where he says that these things are going to happen this way or this is going to happen, and I'm like, yes. Okay, where is it?
I
thought it would have happened by now, and he's like, you need to trust me. You just need to trust me. I keep my promise. Like
something else. Hopefully, maybe this is encouraging to you or someone else listening. The Lord reminded me of it. So it's in Numbers 23, I think.
Okay.
God is not man that he shall lie. He is not human that he shall change his mind. So if he promised you something, he will follow through. The timing of it, I can't tell you about that. You're going to have to be in your quiet time about that. But he will keep his promises. So that's something that, you know, I experienced. And I think, you know, many, many others are experiencing that as well.
So how have you been like stirring up in the faith during this time? Like, especially during a time where there's been so much loss. Yeah. Like, how do you maintain that faith in God?
Yeah, so one, I think my quiet time has been strengthened, right? Because it's you're in isolation, yeah. And he appreciates that. He craves that with us as well, right? Two, it requires me to be more intentional about how I do church or how I do community, right? So before it was like, oh, just go to church Sunday or go to a small group. Now it's like, wait, if I'm going to be on one more Zoom call today, I'm going to make it count. Right? Because I don't know about you, but I can't do those Zoom calls all day. So it's required me to, you know, be more prayerful about, okay, Lord, I want community. I want to do these things. I want to be around other believers. Bring me some people or show me who. So even praying about those, what we would call smaller things, has become, you know, something that I also had to surrender to the Lord. Because before it was out of convenience.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a small group at my church, or, oh, I'm just running into people. Now I've had to become much more intentional. And knowing that, trusting that he will send you the community he needs. He will send you angels when you need them. So if he has you alone right now, it's maybe intentional.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be intentional. So he likes, you know, he wants us to have that quiet time. He wants us to have that time in community as well. So it's an interesting season to be balancing those.
So my mom, she dropped in Numbers 23:19, which says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? What? Or hath
he will do it.
Shall not make it good? Okay. So you said something really, really key, intentionality. And yes. I know you, and I know I get on you because I'm like, Madeline, how are you indulging in self-care? Are you taking time to yourself? Like, what is happening? So how have you been taking time for yourself to indulge in self-care during this time?
Yeah. So a few things there, right? Because sort of the Lord wrecked my life this year. So I was just like, no, you know, you're not going to do X, Y, Z. I mean, literally, he wouldn't let me work on any of these sort of projects or endeavors that I wanted to work on. but what he did sort of bring to my heart was like, okay, you're at home all the time now. Go ahead and start, you know, making your at-home face mask, doing this. Like, show yourself love in those ways. Like, you don't have to go out and spend money and do all these things and buy yourself this. Like, show yourself love. Give yourself those, like, small moments of time. Because before I'd be going there, doing this, running here, oh, I have this project to do. And I wouldn't take those moments to myself. So it's been fun. It's been interesting. I've put together all types of concoctions. Some aren't for me. Some might be for other people. But it's been, you know, it's been an interesting season of that type of self-love.
Okay, selfishly, I need some DIY mask recipe because I'm trying to, you know, indulge in self-care as well and get my skincare together. My sister has this thing where we're like, okay, we really need to make sure, like, our skin is popping. So just really quick, like, do you have any recommendations for that?
So one of my favorites, it's avocado. So you take like part avocado, honey, coconut oil. So just like a drizzle of honey, coconut oil, and then you squeeze some lemon in it and you mix that up. Yes, you refrigerate it. It lasts a couple days. If you want more like an exfoliator, you can grind up some oatmeal in that, and it's kind of like exfoliates. So that's gonna be like full body. That one is one of my favorites.
Okay, so can I use like an avocado that's like getting a little old?
You can, but it won't last you as long, right? If you just want to do a one and done full body kind of thing, then yes, go ahead and use it. But I like to use mine like less, like the old, getting old side, so that way it'll last me longer. So yes, so many good ones. So many good ones out there. You Google it, you'll find a bunch.
Well, I'm going to call you the next time I do it.
Please do.
So again, we're talking about identity. And I know, especially during this time, there are a lot of people who are struggling, like trying to figure out who they are, what it is that they were called to do. So what practical steps or just tips would you give them to try and figure that out?
So first thing would be spend time in the Word, right? We are created in the image of God by our Creator, right? So in order to learn who we are, we have to learn about our Creator. So spending time in your Word, learning about Him and who He is, He will start to reveal more of how He created you to you and just why He did certain things. And even in that process, and that's why, you know, earlier I mentioned it's been, you know, a painful but fruitful year. Some things might come to light that will be painful. But, you know, just I was reading Isaiah the other day. Before He gave Isaiah his great commission, his great call, He first touched his lip with a burning coal. Yeah. That couldn't have been pleasant, right? But He had to atone him of his sins. He had to put him and make him clean, right? So the Lord will do that to us, but it's always, always, always for the better, right? No one wants better for us than God does. So firstly, yes, spending time in your Word. Even if it's just taking 2 minutes every morning and praying, saying hi to the Lord, like He wants that intimacy. Just the same way if you're in a relationship with someone, you want that intimacy. You're not going to be hanging out with someone and not even talking to them, right? And calling them your significant other. So the same way He wants that intimacy with you. The third step I would say is community. So I know it's super hard right now with all, you know, the shutdowns and the pandemic, but being intentional. And I know some people who are now joining small groups across the country. So you have more access now instead of less. So it might be a little bit tougher. You might have to be more intentional, but there's definitely a small group out there for you.
You know, I love that you said basically like there is no finding your identity outside of God. You have to go through God to understand. Yes. And I mean, I knew that, but it wasn't until I think it was 2018 when I actually moved to Atlanta where I like truly understood the depths of like what that means. Like I'm created in His image. And so just like a little background, I want to say I graduated from college and I started this job and I was very, very unhappy. I was isolated. Mm-hmm. I had just stopped dealing with this awful man. And I was like, okay, God, like something's got to give. And so I went on a fast and I just started like really going deep into the Word. Mm-hmm. It was that point where He was like, this is what you need to do. This is why you're here. This is that. This is, and then things just started making sense. And I'm like,
He will give you the clarity, the wisdom. Yes, He will open up all the doors that no man can open and shut the ones that need to be shut.
And I was like, oh my gosh. But it wasn't until like one, I stilled myself. And like you said earlier, all about intention. I was very much so intentional of pouring into God so that He can pour back into me.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be at a certain point in your life, right? Like you had to come to a breaking point. That's what He does. He will break us to our knees only to build us back up. So it's, again, and no one ever told me this when I was per se, like how painful it's going to be. They're like, oh, praise the Lord, you're saved. No, the safe part is so glorious, the sanctification. And, you know, I will pray for anyone who needs prayer through that season because it's tough, but it's all like, a good father, like a good parent, anyone who has children knows you discipline your children out of a loving place the same way. So our Father does the same to us.
So Ashley said, I love that too. And no one wants better for us, thank God. Great reminders. Thank you. Yeah. Madeline. Yeah. like, I don't understand. I don't think you understand how much of an impact you've been on my life. Like, even though I've been in LA, I'm constantly thinking about small group.
Wow.
Notebook from small group.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Thank you.
And so
thank you.
That's why I'm always adamant. I'm like, Madeline, you need to take time to yourself because you're always so important to everyone else. You need to make sure like you get that same love for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for that reminder. I appreciate that. Yeah, because I am. And like, the Lord put on my heart to like ask for anyone who needs prayer. So like, yeah, you're right. Like, you just, I mean, but that's part of my calling, mm-hmm. right? To see to do those types of things. So yeah.
And so with that being said, I think we should end this one with the toast and then two with the prayer. I know you said you want to pray for anyone, but I'm going to pray for you.
Oh, thank you.
You need to make sure that you are covered because you're always quick to cover other people. So one, I would say cheers to understanding who we are, understanding that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Purpose discovery. Anything to add?
Just remembering that the Lord is King, regardless of what is going on and in the world and our lives, He is still King and He is still in control. Cheers to that.
Cheers. I have water because I'm doing like a sober September.
Woohoo, good for you. I have water because it's been a long day. So I need to hydrate.
All right, really quick before I pray, Madeline, we need to stay still for like 5 seconds and smile so I can make sure we have a good picture of the light, right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, and so Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for your sovereignty. Mm-hmm. We thank you for community. We thank you right now for your servant, Madeline. You've been so impactful in her life to the point where she's been able to use what it is that you've been channeling through her to impact other people. So right now, I pray for restoration. I pray that you strengthen her. I pray that you pour into her as much as she's poured into us. I pray that you enlarge her territory. And I declare and I decree those prayers that she's been praying, Lord, are answered right now in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. I'm coming in agreement with you, with heaven, with Madeline, to say, let it be so, and so it is. And Lord, I thank you right now for what it is that she is to this earth. She is the salt and a light to this world. And I pray that light never goes dim. In Jesus' name, I love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you want to catch the live, unedited version of this podcast, you can do so by going to my Instagram page at @iam.missjackson. And that's MS for the miss. Also, feel free to screenshot this episode and share some of the things you learned on your social medias using the hashtag Unwind Wednesday. And lastly, if you want to be featured on the podcast, feel free to shoot us an email at unwindwednesdayseries@gmail.com and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, I hope you have an amazing and productive week and see you next Wednesday.